where they rise in the blue of heaven's dome. Many years I have spent in that place of sweet content. Those mountains call me back to my Montana home.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Perception Management with Keith Rogers, located here in beautiful, and I mean beautiful, Western Montana. Today is July 26, 2020, week 52, a whole year, minus 2 weeks for my hospital stuff. You're now listening to Perception Management here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm not sure who Wizard is. Oh, David. God, you got so many aliases. Anyway, the call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. However, you might wait a little bit till I get some of this stuff disseminated there. Join us in the chat room at perceptionmanagement.chattango, or actually chatandgo.com. Always screw that up, but who cares? If you're not a long-time listener, you don't know where to go anyway. Anyway, Kenneth is in the control room to play with his wonderful, cute dog and to answer the phones. I hope he has time in between breaks just to shop online to get extra dog food before the coming dollar collapse. I've titled tonight's show, It's Rare That Anything Happens by Chance. You'll understand that as we go along. So we'll get right into the show here. Also, anyone in the chat room who wants to say something, you just ding me like that because I have to go back and forth between screens here. So anyway, the global 2000 population reduction plan officially began during the Carter administration. The current plan stems from the global 2000 report to the president, an 800-page study submitted by the State Department and the Council on Environmental Quality to Carter, first printed in Great Britain in 1982. However, the mass genocide idea was originally started about 10 years before that by members of the Club of Rome, according to the Spiral Report, Volume 111. That dates back to 1982 also. You can find that entire thing on Wiki if you'd like. However, you have to have a method and means to be able to do this. And this is where I have been going on and on with this stuff. And you can look at the timing. 1982. All these wars that started up under Reagan right after that. Much of this has been enacted by the National Reconnaissance Office. Who are they? Well, the NRO. It develops, builds, launches, and operates space reconnaissance systems, conducts intelligence-related activities for the U.S. national security. Ha 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 ha. And they are in deep doo-doo with the CIA. They are the ones that, with all them secret space programs, and supply all those ultra-high-resolution photos that the CIA keeps putting out, usually lies, many use other uses, be it its hush program, and we'll never know everything they do because even the FOIA requests are denied. Now you get a few, but the director of the NRO reports to both the director of national intelligence and the secretary of defense. The NRO's federal workforce is a hybrid organization consisting of some 3,000 personnel, including the NRO cadre of the Air Force, Army, CIA, NGA, NSA, and Navy personnel. A 1996 bipartisan commission report described the NRO as having by far the largest budget of any intelligence agency and virtually no federal workforce, accomplishing most of its work through tens of thousands of defense contractor personnel. War. In short, they create wars to justify their jobs. Who would have thought that here living in America, right? And out of that, sorry about that, I had a cough. It's like Dutch sins for a minute. Anyway, so out of that, they create all these jobs there to keep the military-industrial complex in motion, and we'll talk more about that, about this military-industrial complex. But I have a little clip here to play you here for a second.
Intelligence is nothing really other than information and knowledge. From the days of Socrates, by various methods, and even before that, mankind has been seeking knowledge of everything that influences his own life or the life of the nation to which he belongs. But the idea that it is necessarily nefarious, it's always engaged in overthrowing governments, that's false. That's for the birds. Now, there are times when the United States government feels that the developments in another government, such as in the Vietnam situation, is of a nature to imperil the safety and the security and the peace of the world, and ask the Central Intelligence Agency to be its agent in that particular situation.
Mr. Dulles, I know you've heard this many times, but there are people who say that we, with regard to the CIA, are waging a secret war with an invisible government.
We are obviously engaged in many facets of what is generally called the Cold War, which the communist policy has forced upon us. No use denying that. That's a fact of life. But may I say this, and I do it with all solemnity. At no time has the CIA engaged in any political activity or any intelligence activity that was not approved at the highest level.
Well, Dulles there said, quote, at the highest level. However, that poor Donald J. Trump.
You may have listened to this video already, but I want you to listen again. This time, I have a little better sound, and I want you to pay very close attention to what he says. Pompeo says this is a live exercise. And what you'll hear in the background is Donald Trump say, you should have let us know. So again, I'm going to let it play over a couple times so you can hear it. It's very interesting. Take a listen.
This is not about retribution. This matters going forward. We're in a live exercise here to get this right. We need to make sure that even we're in a live exercise here to get this right. We're in a live exercise here to get this right. We're in a live exercise here to get this right. We're in a live exercise here.
Yeah, you heard that. Starting to sound like my ex-wife. Anyway, God, that Coke is strong. Goes good with OxyContin, though. Anyway, get my mic back over here. Yes, your commander-in-chief, a.k.a. cue card and teleprompter reader, Donald J. Trump, is left out of the loop. Why? Surprise, surprise. As I mentioned before, these FOIA requests and stuff that go unanswered, you'll never know who the contractors are. Because this is your shadow government, the Club of Rome. Now on to some other news about this Club of Rome and the same project. You know, all these weird space vehicles that go up into space, the satellites, the spy stuff. I mean, this beat 007. I would encourage you to go over to YouTube after Robert's show tonight and watch Dutch Sense's latest video. He's had a lot of comments already being removed from it, but that video is entitled Major Discovery Proves Years of Research Correct, Solar Activity Causes Earthquakes. However, there is a large stint about halfway into that thing about Joanne is emailing me, my girlfriend. Anyway, the use of HAARP and other devices, not only in Alaska, but over in Norway and stuff, that are being used to pound the earth, which have been now linked to earthquakes. And it's funny as I mention this, because in Dutch's video, it documents some of the technology like HAARP that also induces earthquakes, among other related issues. As mentioned, the NRO is a firm that also launches these high-resolution satellite imagery. If you research this type of imagery, you'll see just how detailed and revealing as far as the details of this topography and the arrangement of its natural and artificial physical features in targeted areas. And I thought for myself, you know, that'd be great for military applications. It would include looking up, you know, like for hidden missile silos, underground bunkers, as well as oil to run their armada of naval and ground forces, you know, to wage these illegal wars based on lies. What's that saying is that America is the biggest oil company with its own army. Dutch's father, as you know, was a co-inventor of the FLIR radar system, and he is really hated by the USGS. So I hate the USGS, too, because they're always taking our Montana earthquakes off the list. I feel them. They're there. I'm not too far from Yellowstone. Anyway, but you'll see his listings there where he shows all these places that try to discredit his videos and try to, mock his stuff and call him a liar and stuff. And every time, Dutch seems to be proven right. Dutch and I didn't get along 2 years ago because I made a comment about his cat, but that's all right. He's still a good kid. Anyway, I wonder if you go there, tell him I sent you. Eisenhower, of course, later would say that he created a monster as the great military-industrial complex. And this is, of course, when the OSS had morphed into the CIA, and then of which JFK must also have learned about these so-called secret societies, the Club of Rome, being in control of those, most likely, like I say, from the Club of Rome. These secret programs, unknown to the president, are financed in some way. And then, of course, how? Do I have time to run this video? I sure hope so. Anyway, so how are all these operations ran? And, of course, this, of course, started years ago. And, of course, that's what I do on this show is document history. Some people don't like that because of the waving the red, white, and blue and stuff like that. But remember, these crimes are all done in our names. This would go back clear to the savings and loan scandal. This is where they laundered the money and drugs and bankrupted many pensions and stuff. It would go through corrupt unions that steal from the workers and even in foreign governments, their banking, many of which are totally left in the blind about what's going on. So, pay attention.
In Australia, 1972, a Labour government was elected for the first time in 23 years. It would be brought down in a de facto coup d'etat conducted by the CIA in liaison with Britain's MI6 and, most shockingly, Australia's own intelligence services. Since assuming power in Australia, Whitlam's Labour government had enacted a series of reforms. These included raises in wages, pensions, and unemployment benefits, free national health care, equal pay for women, the abolishment of tuition fees, new services for Aboriginal peoples, and the replacement of God Save the Queen with Australia's own national anthem. Most disturbing to Washington, however, was the withdrawal of Australian troops from Vietnam, the support of Palestinian rights, and the proposal of an Indian Ocean zone of peace. Worst of all, Whitlam hinted that he might shut down a number of American military bases, including Pine Gap. When CIA Director William Colby petitioned his counterpart at MI6, Sir Maurice Oldfield, for help, he stressed that Australia was traditionally Britain's domain, and that if Pine Gap were closed, the alliance would be blinded strategically. Unbeknownst to Australia's new Prime Minister, the Australian Security Intelligence Organization had not only been working closely with the CIA, they had been illegally passing on dossiers concerning every member of the Labour Party, as well as union leaders, peace activists, and other Australian citizens. A slush fund was set up to provide money to both opposition parties via the Nugenhand Bank, a CIA friend company. This was followed up by a promise to the main opposition Liberal Party of unlimited funds.
In recent years, there have been charges from time to time that the CIA has involved itself in illegal activities. Some of the most bizarre to date involve a bank in Australia known as Nugenhand. And tonight, Gary Shepherd has a report.
When the Nugenhand Bank of Sydney, Australia collapsed in 1980, it appeared at first glance to be just another bank failure. But after Australian authorities began taking a closer look, they discovered a tangled web of intrigue with all the elements of a best-selling spy novel, a mysterious death, the body later dug up from its grave, illegal currency transactions, big-time drug operations, and the Central Intelligence Agency.
We were to become the paymasters for the CIA around the world. In other words, we were putting ourselves in the position to disperse funds for the CIA to whoever they were directed.
Former bank executive Neil Evans, given immunity from prosecution, agreed to talk about the Nugenhand operation on Australian television. From his account and others, the bank had its genesis during the Vietnam War. Four of the original stockholders were Americans who listed their addresses as Air America, Army Post Office, San Francisco. Air America was the CIA airline in Indochina, hauling men and supplies on clandestine missions. And according to former CIA agents, even drugs out of the so-called Golden Triangle, where the borders of Burma, Laos, and Thailand converge. Nugenhand sent Neil Evans to the Thai city of Chiang Mai, the commercial center of the drug trade. He claims the CIA made millions and used the money to finance some of its secret projects.
The idea was that money would be deposited with the Nugenhand Bank by the CIA through various channels, and also that the Nugenhand Bank would be the repository for funds coming in from various CIA enterprises, namely drugs in Thailand, marijuana in particular, and that the Nugenhand Bank would then be responsible for rerouting that money to an account in America with a New York bank.
Nugenhand was not your ordinary bank. There were secret numbered accounts, and hardly any of its top people were bankers. Many were American civilians and former high-ranking military officers with ties to U.S. intelligence. When they found the body of Australian businessman Frank Nugan, the bank's chairman, shot to death a few months before the bank went under, they discovered in his pocket the business card of this man, William Colby, former director of the CIA. Nugan's partner was Michael Hand, an American Green Beret, who served two tours in Vietnam, one of them for the Central Intelligence Agency. He disappeared a short while after the bank collapsed and is now believed to be dead. Australian newspapers reported a connection between Nugenhand and the U.S. Navy's super-secret intelligence unit known as Task Force 157. Among its top agents, CIA man Edwin Wilson, now under indictment for selling arms and explosives to Libyan dictator Muammar Gaddafi. And a man named Patry Loomis has also been implicated. He was the apparent CIA Nugenhand go-between. It was Loomis who helped Wilson recruit a team of Green Berets to train terrorists in Libya.
The Nugenhand affair has caused an uproar in Australia, where authorities are trying to find out what involvement the bank might have had in the 1975 downfall of the Labour Party government. Meanwhile, investigators on three continents are attempting to trace $50 million missing from the accounts of depositors, including many Americans. Here in this country, the CIA denies any involvement with drug operations in Indochina, the Nugenhand Bank itself, or the deaths of the two men who ran it. Gary Shepard, CBS News, Los Angeles.
That's good enough. Hey, perfect timing. I tell you what, guys, we'll be right back. Phone lines are open, 1-800-313-9443. And I've got something to add to this, because I've been bringing this out for a long time now. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
If you want a lover,
global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back, everyone. I'll run out of time here, and if anyone wants to call, I won't have any time, so I'm going to get back into this. Thank you, Kenneth. Anyway, you know, I have documented on here the OSS's work prior to the creation of the CIA, all through Italy and stuff, when they used the mob over there in efforts to destroy all unions, any labor reforms and stuff. It's the same exact thing that they have done here, and I don't have time to play it here about the FBI being involved in shootings of labor union leaders. Of course, we know all about what's his name, the mafia guy. We always figured that he'd be buried and have his hands sticking out of there. Jimmy Hoffa. All anything to do with labor. The same thing with the CIA's actions all down through Central and South America. I didn't use Latin America because Tom might be listening. I love you, Tom. It's just that we disagree on a few points. But anyway. But the point is, though, it's all about destroying unions, labor, and what this entire thing is about is destroying the middle class. So, and I can document all that. I've got pages and pages and pages and pages of CIA files. Anyway, but anyway, back to this this government program, which is bigger than the CIA. I can only think of using the radar that they use in space as functions much like the use of side scan radar. They claim, of course, it's to look for them evil Soviet subs. But you can imagine, again, being able to look through all these mass forests down in the Amazon and you know, through the topography and stuff, and still see where the old many remnants of these previous civilizations are. But actually what they're doing is they're scanning for resources, because this is part of that Global Agenda 2000. Signed by Carter again, that has morphed into more likely looking for oil and minerals. And of course, Dutch's video would also suggest that the arcing of lightning from certain Earth points, that there may be something located at that point. If you charge the air enough like that, you'll get a discharge. A conductor, as you know, is where most lightning is actually. When slowed down, you can see it goes from the Earth up and not the sky down. you do have cloud-to-cloud lightning, of course, like that. And then you have the lightning above that, which goes up in towards space. But it's all affected by these solar flares and stuff. And so they sit there and they manipulate it with harp and stuff. All these wars that we constantly hear about can be generalized by some form of an asset, like an oil, other resources, minerals. Like right now, the Tesla is, Mr. Dum Dum is worth $1 trillion now, and everyone, all these idiots are getting into that Robinhood app where they're buying Tesla. But they don't realize that to make these nice cars and stuff, which no one could buy because everyone's unemployed and they're losing their homes and stuff, you need to do what? You need to overthrow a government like Bolivia, which has 70% of the world's lithium. These are all done for our national security. So sit back, guys. When you hear about immigration and stuff, realize that it's this government destroying those countries so that big U.S. corporations can make out like a bandit. And, of course, that causes immigration because the U.S. usually installs their far-right Nazi-type governments in there, which oppress the people, and they leave. I would, too. Andy in Texas. Good evening, Andy.
Are you there?
I'm here. Yodel Eagle.
Oh, hey, no, do some more of that. Yodeling. Let's do it.
Sounds good up here in the mountains when you do it. Not as good as our thunder, though. Sounds...
Hey, no, I don't want to waste your time. I'm just saying that, okay, so America is just pushed into this little corner right now, and we're seeing how many people are just buying this little corner that they got pushed into. And then we've got this little group of people who are saying, no, I'm not going to buy this. So, I mean, the overall picture is that the majority is the mask wearer, and the minority is the people who do not wear masks. And having said that, I'm at an impasse. I simply don't know what to support here. And I know where my heart lies, but I don't know what to support here. I feel sorry for the people who are putting masks on because they're misinformed. They have no idea what's going on. And this is what really worries me. And this is what gets me to another avenue, is the simple fact that these people, they have not taken any time to look at a computer screen or a newspaper, or, I mean, a good newspaper, because there's terrible newspapers out there.
Yeah, hey, Andy, can I interject something there?
Absolutely.
I was at the doctor's the other day, Dr. Kevorkian down there in Missoula with my medical problems, but I was noticing he had on his desk there a bunch of magazines from the New England Journal of Medicine, and I asked him when I got in there, I says, hey, yeah, I says, do you actually read that crap? He says, oh, yeah, that's a pretty trusted magazine. And I had printed off this thing from the same thing in the New England Journal of Medicine where it says, the paper Universal Masking in Hospitals in the COVID-19 Era, May 21st, 2020, suggests that advocating the wearing of masks in public merely offers a psychological and not a medical reassurance. He looked at that and says, you've got to be kidding. I says, throw out those magazines, right? Because it's you're going to lose billions.
Hey, so... why would people put themselves in peril and put a mask on their face simply because some person of respect said to do it? And then we have to look at...
I was going to say, why would a young American boy that is taught from infancy to stop bullying in school and stuff be forced through, say, not being able to pay a student loan or like that to join the U.S. military, which I have no problem with supporting this country through its military and stuff. But no matter what race you come from, whether you're black, white, Korean, Mexican, whatever like that, you know, or Hispanic, I should probably say, to join the U.S. Armed Forces and then go wage wars on peoples of the third world, Does that make sense? I mean, people, they do things out of necessity. And I was talking to someone who was in British intelligence earlier on Twitter there, and they were telling me what they have to go through, all their calls that are monitored and stuff. I said, well, get out of it. And they said, well, I can't. I says, why? And they said, well, it's the money. I said, so you would sell out your own people for the money? And they didn't talk for a while. You understand what I mean? It's conscience related.
Absolutely. No, but the thing here is that the people are being told how to react. And so many of them are reacting the way they're told to react. They're not taking individual thoughts and feelings and understanding of what's going on because they have none of that. All they're,
no, they're
doing
called,
is just...
Yeah, Andy, they're called Karens.
Oh, yeah, and that's my wife's name. Or my ex-wife's
well, just,
name.
Yeah, go to YouTube and... Yeah, go to YouTube and look up Karen videos, and you'll see all these idiots screaming, you haven't got a mask on, calling 911 on people and stuff like that, wasting officers' resources like that to respond to someone not having a mask on, you know.
And it makes me wonder, why are we wasting our time doing that? Why are we trying to shame other people when they really need to be thinking of the bigger project? Look, okay, this guy's not wearing a mask, but what's the bigger thing going on here? The bigger thing is that we're being controlled. And
well,
these
exactly.
People can't see that. They can't see that. They ate too much cereal. They ate too much corn syrup.
Yeah, Andy, I'm a thinker. I'm a thinker. So I usually turn things around on people like this so-called Me Too movement. It originally started out for the regular abused and stuff like that, but it was adopted by those people that say wanted to have sex, couldn't close their legs, and they want to be able to abort their children and kill someone, a baby, right? And, of course, that had morphed into other issues like that, and it was my body, my choice. Now, if that is true and they're passing legislation for this to protect women and stuff, then when, like, say, under Bill Gates and this Nuremberg Code, if you haven't looked up the Nuremberg Code, this is where it's a consent from both parties, and that's why you sign out these HIPAA things and stuff, you know. But if anyone wants to try to inject you or something like that, you'd have to be consenting. And now they're talking about mandatory, you know. And by the way, I had Kenneth upload a vaccine petition type thing, anti-vax type thing, and it had already gained another 9,000 signatures. I mean, this is a movement that's growing there that people aren't going to give into this stuff, and they're going to do everything. Like Steve's show there mentioned down in Africa where they're pushing this universal COVID ID type thing to where eventually all money transferred and stuff will be through this ID card, which shows that you've been vaccinated. Now you're allowed to travel. Now you're allowed to buy food and stuff. Do you see how the control method is? I don't know why people haven't risen up yet.
Hey, but you made mention to the fact that it's my body. It's my choice. And yeah. I think that's a beautiful statement right now. I think people who don't want to be vaccinated and don't want to wear masks, I think they should wear a shirt like that. My body, my choice.
Yep.
Check this out, because when you go into a store and everybody's got their mask on and you go in there without a mask, who's in favor here? The people with
well,
the
I'll tell
mask.
You what, Andy. Andy, I'm going to run out of time here because long-winded Fred in Michigan's coming up next. Hi. But anyway, I will say this, though. Whenever you try to get some printing shop that does T-shirts and stuff to print your message, they'll look at it and say, no, I can't print that. So what you need is these people that buy these home printers for like $300 and some and make their own T-shirts, because you're not going to get a commercial printer to make a nice shirt for you. So there you go. But anyway, I need to let you go here because I got Fred coming along there, and I've got a lot of material to get through here, okay?
Thanks, bud.
All right. Hey, thanks for coming in. You know, it's always good to hear you, though, okay? Fred in Michigan, go ahead, sir.
Hey, I want to commend you for the May 21 New England Journal of Medicine universal masking.
Yeah.
You and Chris Hinckley, World Warrior Radio, are the only two on RBN that have elucidated that article. I heard a guy, Martin in L.A., call a couple months ago. A couple months ago. And I didn't catch this. Martin didn't give it out.
Well, Well, Fred, you titled it wrong. The actual title here is Top Medical Journal Exposes Myth of Face Masks for COVID-19.
Oh, that's the title. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Because that's absolutely super critical, because Fauci on the 12th of May during the U.S. Senate Health Committee hearing told Senator Triple X Romney in response to the prospect of a forthcoming effective corona COVID vaccine, declared that based on the extraordinary performance of the human immune function in combating, eradicating, and clearing the pathogen, his next word is conceptually, his next word, we think we could have a relatively effective vaccine within the next 18 months. And that's a demonstration of what Chris elucidated on the 3rd of July from a National Defense Intelligence College, which I never knew existed, just like NRO. I didn't know about that until I met a guy in the post office. I was drawn waiting in line, and he says, well, I used to work for NRO, and you sound like you're on the lone wolf terrorist suspect list. I said, thank you, bro. That's a bad. I'm going to have a shirt made up with that on it.
Yeah, I've got some that wouldn't be too friendly to put on mine. I tell you, I know too much history, I don't diss people that don't know it and stuff like that. But you know, under communist core, all you're taught about, like down in California, is that, like 4 year olds, that it's okay to have anal sex and to expect some bleeding. I mean, that's not what we were prepared to learn for our future and jobs and stuff.
Yeah, that came out of Barry Sartorial Subarka Obama from the Cebu cult. What do you want to bet? The Communitarian Insanity Agency. When you say communist, you really got to say communitarian, because that's really Communitarian Insanity Agency, right? So it was some guy by the name of Gerald Paulus, U.S. rep from Colorado, and some guy, Jenkins, who was the safe school czar, apparently appointed. And these are tranny rad bags, by the way, from Colorado. So the Safe Schools Czar implemented this program that you speak of, okay? And that was during President Comey's administration, okay? So, it's the manual, the CIA manual that was cited by Chris, from the National Defense Intelligence College. They printed it in 2006. The manual is entitled, Inducing Information, Interrogation, Science and Art, Foundations for the Future. I got to get a copy of that, baby, man. Okay, yeah. And it's called Chapter 5, Kubark, about the... Alice in Wonderland technique, where they engage. That's what Fauci demonstrated on the 12th of May to Romney when he said what he said. Well, his first declaration is, well, the mammalian human immune function is so extraordinarily high performance that it combated, eradicated, cleared this pathogen like we couldn't have anticipated. But we think we could have a relatively, well, wait a minute, what's he saying? On one hand, we don't need it. On the other hand, well, you know, let's go ahead with a vaccine and, well, all right. So people who hear that are going to be confused, right? Well, that's the whole thrust of the Alice in Wonderland technique entitled The Power of Confusion. The Power of Confusion. They're flooding the zone with these declarations. So Fauci back in 2015 said, oh, the face masks are a joke. In fact, some guy, Leonard Coldwell, a German doctor living in South Carolina, he did a test, he and his colleague, where they had somebody like with strep throat, really bad cough.
Right.
So they coughed into a petri dish with and without a mask. And then they, you know, cultured the microbes. There was only a 1% difference, which is the standard deviation margin of error. 1%. 1% difference. Sorry. In the cultured microbe. Okay?
Yeah, you got me. You got me laughing. I was thinking of James Garner and Jack Lemmon in that show, My Fellow Americans, where James Garner says to Jack Lemmon says to James Garner, he says, you could spit in a petri dish and start a whole new culture with this rolling around with.
And then James Garner says, well, what's for dinner? Beep.
Anyway, beep. Hey, do me a favor, though, Fred. Wrap it up here, though, because I got a lot to read here, okay?
No, bro, you're doing just great. I'm happy to hear everything, and my ears will be tuned in, okay?
All right, sounds good. My best to you, okay? Before I go on, since I'm going to get right back in this so-called virus thing, you know, I get so sick and tired. I was sent a link today, and I looked at it, and I had to endure this Senator Daines here in Montana, his ad talking about China, 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 China. And yes, China's got problems, and yes, China may have had a issue with the so-called coronavirus. However, I replied back to him, and then I got a reply back from him. And so I replied back to him, and this is what I wrote. In his dealing with this COVID-19 and getting all the jobs out of China and stuff like that, da, 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 that China shouldn't have our production and stuff. Well, of course, who put it there in the first place? Well, it was through Congress and stuff. They allowed them to offshore these, you know, jobs and whatever like that. You know, anyway, so I sent him these links. Report, U.S. intelligence warned coronavirus threat as early as at November. ABC News says, and this is off of the Times of Israel, that the U.S. warned Israel in November. And it goes on to say again, even Veterans Today carries the article. It says Trump warned Israel in November but forgot about America. And then in March, it says feds were buying cats from Chinese wet markets and fed them to American cats for research. And if you know me, I've got that other conspiracy page about all these meat markets that started out of Brazil down there, U.S., JBS, U.S., Brazil, who got three massive bailouts, millions of dollars, 60-some million dollars. And this is where they're supposed to have this massive outbreak down there. And they're the ones that shipped to Tyson and West Smith Foods and all the stuff like that. I mean, God, and then they're shut down all the markets. Is this all planned? But anyway, then, of course, U.S. manufacturers shipped millions of dollars worth of face mask and other protective material equipment to China, who then in turn sent it to Israel, not Americans. The U.S. government has reportedly funded $3.7 million to the Chinese laboratory in Wuhan, which now is underwater. Anyway. And, of course, the U.S. Army was infected through Wuhan. This was during the military games over there. But, you know, there are those that, like Secretary Daines, that likes to push his little buttons and stuff like that, but doesn't realize that other people read. I don't watch TV, period. I may get a video once in a while off of YouTube, but I study all the time. Anyway, so, as I mentioned, all these wars can be generalized in some form of an asset like the resource in the areas. The Club of Rome, many, many years ago, and their Committee of 300 had pre-thought throughout this world's population, and they wanted to limit it to at least 10 billion. And, of course, now that number is being removed, and then we see those like Bill Gates and his vaccine agenda, where he openly admits to depopulation. This, of course, would deprive all of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And as I mentioned earlier, would be in pure violation of the Nuremberg Code. And if you haven't read that, you should. Now, I have another cute little video here for you. It's only 40 seconds long. Again, I may have played this once in a while, but this is what your national security is. And this is what they keep hyping about what's so important in this country.
Neither the phrase national security nor the phrase national interest has real meaning other than to be a political tool for keeping the public uninformed. Essentially, the elite, in its ignorance and in its obsessive desire to maintain secrecy and not be accountable to the public, seeks simple explanations They seek reasons that they can use as a jingle that will allow the public to believe in what they're doing or to ignore what they're doing. What most Americans don't realize is that we, the people, are being held accountable by foreign publics for what is done in our name.
All right. The important thing here is to the constant lie that it's all done for our national security, and this is wrong. As I mentioned earlier, this NRO, the CIA, and stuff like that, granted, we're all supposed to be high on patriotism, and I have no problem with patriotism and stuff. You can wave your flag all you want, everything like that, you know. And, of course, that everyone would want their country to succeed. I want America to succeed, but at what cost? We constantly hear of the Russian expansion. Wrong. We're hearing of China buying up ports in the world that move these goods of commerce, but, of course, who's selling the ports? Who's allowing China to buy them? Of course, when your country's going broke, you'll sell about anything. You wouldn't believe it on the reservation how much stuff you see at a pawn shop. So that might go to support a drinking habit or something like that, or a gambling habit, but whatever. But when you have a stated goal, say like the United States with their full spectrum dominance 2020, you know who wants to be king of the hill. Thus, to obtain the items of Congress, you ferment these wars based on these total lies to overthrow whichever targeted certain government there is. And, of course, the crux of this entire thing is, like NAFTA, the total lies of NAFTA, and then now our USMCA, these trade agreements are designed to destroy the middle-class workers, farm their jobs out to others. Labor. They can't stand labor. I am sickened to see the endless posts demonizing China, its Three Gorges Dam, and the flooding over there. It's been raining for over 35 days with the monsoons in Asia coming up out of the warmed Indian Ocean. It makes you wonder about Dutch Cinch's video and HAARP and stuff. Are they purposely doing this to destroy the Belt Road and everything else? China isn't the only country, of course. It's Russia, it's Turkey, it's Oman. The list goes on. Massive monsoon rains throughout Eurasia. Eventually be here. And so when American farms and stuff flood, should I get out there and say, good, I hope the dam breaks? You imagine that? Do you realize how much commerce we get from Vietnam, Laos, and stuff of rice and other foodstuffs? If the Three Gorges Dam breaks, then the entire area throughout the Mekong Delta will be flooded. And that's your food. And think of that as U.S. farmers are plowing their crops and stuff under. Is this all planned? Global depopulation. Anyway. And speaking about, I mentioned earlier, this Tesla. The U.S.-backed coup government in Bolivia suspends elections for the third time. You see how this works? They're not bringing freedom and democracy to an area. They're destroying an area so that these big corporations can mine their lithium and whatever else they want to do. Remember what John Bolton said when he was in office with his statements on Venezuela. It was for the oil and the oil that will be controlled by U.S. oil firms. Guaido, who himself, and you can look this up on Wiki, who said the U.S. wants to install as a leader and who said that the oil proceeds would not be used to fund their social net programs, which is schools, food, and all that stuff, which Venezuela would use to keep its citizens alive. Who cares? Let them die, right? As that's their goal anyway, population reduction. Forget about all these governments overthrown, the mass immigration and stuff of people working for $1.90 a day trying to feed a family. No wonder they immigrate to America. They leave these fascist dictators who kill people. They kill their bishops, their priests, their nuns. Standard. They poison, burn their crops, just like they're doing over in Syria right now, burning their wheat fields and stuff, just like Israel does to the Palestinians. Americans are fed a bunch of BS, and they can also watch as millions are starved to death with the sanctions to further destabilize those governments, most of them democratically elected. Just like Iran. Yes, Iran has a democratically elected government. Even Jews have seats in their parliament. Oh, my God. Jews in parliament. The American people will endorse those sanctions because, for Pete's sakes, the Venezuelan government is causing their people to eat their pets. Meanwhile, forget what's happening here in America. the seizures of the land through the Bureau of Land Management from farmers who happen to run cattle on that land that has uranium under it. Untold numbers of Americans living in tents and sleeping bags or cardboard boxes, shooting drugs into their arms that are supplied by their California government. I hear a night. It must be my break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned, okay? 1-800-313-9443.
Light came through the window. Straight from the sun above. So inside my little room,
homeowners, are you in foreclosure expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
But I lost Kenneth there for a minute.
All my life I've been so lonesome. If happiness came, I missed the call. All my dreams had been so aimless, and now I'm so tired of it all.
Of it all. Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Perception Management with your idiot host here, Keith Rogers. As I was mentioning, quit laughing, David. Meanwhile, as I said, forget what's happening here in America. You know, California's giving out free needles, free condoms, and of course, it's basically so Americans go F themselves to this, right? With the TV news reminding us that we live in a free and most richest country in the world. Hoorah! Politicians that are delaying their so-called socialism stimulus checks as more and more people are losing their homes, cars, credit, and of course, oddly, just oddly, have acquired countless millions of dollars working for the same corporations and not you. Damn that evil Maduro and those religious mullahs of Iran. Yes, they have to go. America now devoid of any morals. Oh, there's a few of us that, after bombing millions of Muslims and Arabs to death, cares more about the legalizing of gay sex, which, if in any case of the two men, as long as they aren't diddling women, then there's a further population reduction. Can't have those babies being born. That's what Planned Parenthood's for, as well as the spread of HIV and other diseases that they can milk them financially until their deaths. Yes, everyone needs to believe in a cause, albeit a tree hugger, save a dolphin, baby seal for being clubbed to death, whatever. I remember the late Anthony Bourdain in one of his cooking ventures. Yeah, I'm a cook, so what the hell, right? He stood there at a fish grotto over the ocean overlooking this multi-million-dollar getaway, and he said the same, but then he lamented, save it. Save the planet for whom? As not many can even afford to walk through the doors of these establishments. Of course, we know what happened to Bourdain, don't we? The ultra-rich is who, and those who think that many of us need to go, like Bill Gates, who wants to vaccinate the world at his own depopulation. If you can't see what the Fed and the corporations and politicians are doing right now, you have got a very, very low IQ. You have been sold out. All this, of course, devised under the Club of Rome, where then about 300 elites set their new world order. Remember, while you're worried about sitting on a tailgate, worried about if the game's going to play or not, you've got people in secret. Matter of fact, you've got false flags running at the same time the Bilderbergers meetings are running like that, because it takes the hush off of all that, don't it? You can worry more about these actors that are rushed off in private vehicles, not ambulances. By God, I'll tell you what, on a traffic thing over here, they stop a vehicle that calls in on 911 and they make them transfer to an ambulance. You can't do that. You might be speeding. Da, da, da. If you haven't got it, In Search of Enemies, that's John Stockwell's book, very good book. He highlighted the need of the U.S. to push for the global mafia under the NSC 68 doctrine, causing mass fear for the Russians, the Soviets today, or the Soviets then, Russians today, toppling so many governments with fears of communism, socialism, and it's all to secure the resources for the future. So that's it, though. Anyway, hey, Robert Ravel's up next with Incendiary Radio. Thank those in the chat room and also you wonderful listeners out here. Kenneth, as usual, in the control room. And for David with his smirks there in the background. And we'll catch you next week if they haven't killed us by then. So good evening to all, and 73 is from Montana.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.